going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Supermarket of your Saints. That's 3711 Power Boulevard. Love to meet you out here while you are making your groceries. And the third round underway, gentlemen. We already got a pick in. Chimere Dyke going to the Tennessee Titans, the wide receiver out of Florida.
Yeah, he averaged almost 19 yards a catch last year. Now, Florida's passing game early on was El Succo. But, man, it kind of lit up late in the year. And Dyke was a big part. He was a transfer guy from Wisconsin, played 3 years there, and then he goes to Florida. He can catch the football now, and he's a really good route runner. That you can see just the way he kind of sets you up and can gain separation downfield. And, man, he's fast, too. I know he ran a sub 4.35, something like that, the combine.
I wanted to ask you, though, would you more consider him a slot guy and a returner?
Yes, much more.
Yeah, and so you're trying to get Cam some weapons. And like we talked about, the Titans, there were a bunch of needs that they needed. And you saw kind of what they did offensively, saw what they've done defensively. And
they signed Tyler Lockett about 48 to, 92 hours ago, somewhere in that range.
Right before the draft.
Yeah.
Right before the draft, they signed Tyler. And so they are probably very, very similar as far as receiver, both of those guys. And so that would be a good pro to be able to learn from as well.
One of the things Cam does very well is throw that wide receiver screen.
Yep.
And so that, to me, would make a lot of sense to bring in a guy like Tyler Lockett or to bring Dyke to the table because of the fact both of them have some similarities and catch that little quick pass and then toop, up the field.
Got a little bit of a wait for the Saints' first pick in this round, guys. Right now we have the Jacksonville Jaguars on the clock. And the big buzz, obviously, going in today is still the fact that the quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, still on the board out there. Do we think he goes early in the round four here?
I don't know. Early in round four, I do think he goes today. You know, it was probably a little surprising that he didn't go yesterday.
For sure.
You know, not necessarily maybe, I don't want to say early second, but for sure, you know, second round. And then, you know, you get to the point here, you're still looking for value, but you're looking for someone that I can develop as well.
And also, too, the fact that Dylan Gabriel gets picked ahead of him.
Well, that probably stung as well.
That was the big sting.
That was a sting, particularly to a team that you had talked to, you know, Cleveland, as far as having a need and, you know, going with another quarterback that, a lot of people felt like, wait, who? I mean, and Gabriel was a productive quarterback in college, but, you know, I don't know how much of that translates to the NFL, and that's going to be just because of his size. I mean, because he's like you said, Mike, they list him as 5'11".
They're stretching
5'11 and 3/4". Let me give him those 3/4".
I want to get on that rack that he was on to stretch him to 5'11".
I thought – the first time that I had seen it in a while, it was Jonas Sanders. He was 6'3", 8". So I went, wow, man, we are pushing, right? He's like 6'3", 8". And then one was a half. And no. Part of what we were talking about, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm listed technically as 6'1" 3/8".
3/8"?
Yeah.
That's the first time I'd seen a 3/8". It felt like, come on, man.
No, I'm 6'2". Don't give me the 3/8". But it's they've done it for a while. They've done it for a while, and it's almost to if you're gonna get true measurements for an NFL player, go by the combine numbers.
Right.
Go by the combine numbers, not pro day numbers as far as height, weight.
Yeah, that's school generated.
Go by their combine numbers.
Although there were complaints this year about the combine numbers being off.
Hand size.
But not height.
Not height.
Gotcha. Not height. Because they put you in that boot, and that's how they measure you. Because Drew would always tell us, man, I measured in 6 foot tall. And I'm like, what? No, it can't be. I said, you had to be on the tippy toes. He was like, they didn't put me in the boot like they do now.
Hand size and the arm length.
Right, okay.
That's different. I mean, because that's done by a person as well that, hey, I may be able to stretch it out or, you know, drop something a little different, but not the height.
The thing about Shador also early in here in the fourth is that you look at the teams. Jacksonville, Giants, Bears, Eagles, Saints, New England, Carolina, Arizona.
Here's my thing for that, though. It doesn't matter at this point.
You're not looking for him to be.
I'm not looking for you to be a day one guy.
Right. Do you want to bring that in with a young quarterback room?
That's the other part.
Right.
So you have to understand, if I have a young quarterback room or a young head coach, I'm not dealing with it. And I'm just telling you how most teams are thinking. I'm not dealing with that.
Right.
Dealing with it because the first time maybe my young head coach makes a bad decision, what's going to happen?
The starting quarterback struggling, and all of a sudden you're going to hear the noise.
Say
that again.
You're going to hear it from the dad.
And so the next time, maybe the quarterback struggles. We're talking about a young head coach. There's an issue. Now the quarterback struggles. Same thing. And so you're going to get flooded. And it's not fair to the young man. It's not fair to him. But, I mean, that's the reality. And some of that has been created by us, the media, but also by the player and the surroundings.
And by Coach Prime.
Well, that's the surrounding part. So the player and the surrounding. And here's the thing. Every move I make, I don't have to let everybody know.
Yep.
That's the move I'm making.
We live in social media world today.
Yeah,
sure do.
Every move I make, I don't have to let everybody know that's the move I'm making. I don't know if you guys saw it, but there was a video that yesterday or was posted yesterday. And well, it had to be yesterday, but it was apparently supposedly Mickey calling.
I didn't see that, right?
Well, one, that wasn't Mickey.
Right.
And then the other part of it is, I know you're excited. I know that not only you as a player, but the family, everybody that has helped you get there. But, I mean, it's almost like the surrounding of all of that. That's what you're getting.
It's like drafting Kardashian. Kim Kardashian.
Well, I mean, it's just like.
Kardashian.
Something's not right. I could feel it, but it was close.
But you in the neighborhood.
You know what I meant.
But guys, back-to-back picks.
Boo,
the Giants have just picked Cam Scataboo, the halfback from Arizona State. And right before him, the Jaguars picked Brashil Tootin. I saw he was at North Carolina A&T, and then he transfers to Virginia Tech. Man, you talk about a dude that can fly.
Yeah.
Man, Brashil Tootin, he can run and Cam Scataboo, we saw what he did for Arizona State last year to put that team on his back and say, hey, guys, I got it now. Y'all just follow me. Now, I think he's going to have a lot of downtime in the NFL.
Well, he'll have
because
a
ton. Of the way he runs.
But Mike, here's the thing. You are in the perfect
spot.
Market.
Perfect for it.
Perfect market. We thought Danny Dimes was lighting it up. I don't know if Scatabu is Italian, but I mean he is in a perfect spot.
I know it.
Kardashian.
Yeah, but here's the thing: if he is willing to do any of the core special teams stuff up there in New York,
oh my God!
And then if he can just get a half a yard some of the time.
So, I mean,
it writes itself.
It's interesting. Deuce and I were talking about this yesterday about how the kind of fall over into today. Two out of the first three picks have been halfbacks.
Yeah.
Goes to show the value there. And again, Brashil Tootin, the speedster from Virginia Tech, goes to Jacksonville. And Cam Scatabu. And man, we've gotten more texts about that cat than any other individual since January. And I'm not talking about just Saints text. I'm talking about, man, what do you think of Cam Scatabu? And so he ends up in New York. And like Deuce said, boy, you don't think that people there are going to get him advertising money?
He's getting endorsement. Mike, I know we got to take a break, but I got another rabbit hole for you. And I don't know if this is where he's from. I know he played at Sacramento.
Sacramento State. Yep.
And then he transferred to ASU.
Mm-hmm.
But guess where he's at? He's watching the draft. I just saw it on television. Chandler, Arizona.
So look that one up.
Here we go.
Look that one up, Hoss.
There we go. Stick around for more of our TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest. We are live from Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard. Come out and talk football with Team WWL. Be right back after this.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.